This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. This is one of those songs where you had to be there. You had to be around in the time and in the era when this would come on Hot 102. You had to be around. I feel bad for those of you that weren't. Let's read some of these YouTube comments if I dare. Mark says, cool sunglasses. Are those Ray-Bans? Why, yes, they are, Mark. Appreciate you being able to have good taste and understand what good sunglasses actually look like. Aaron says good morning to the black people. Well, that's racist of you. What about all the others? Aaron says, Scarface the movie did more than Scarface the rapper to me. And you want to blame rap for all the things that happened to me, says Aaron. I don't know. I think it's a thin line. We look at the lyrics in some hip-hop songs, and some people take it as purely entertainment. Some people take it as a set of instructions. And I guess it depends on your foundation. There are some people that have been told and have been instructed, hey, this music is not real. Like a lot of these rappers that talk about selling dope and trapping, they live in the Hollywood Hills and all their kids went to private school. It's entertainment. It's not. They don't. Well, some of them, though, get murdered. So there's that. That makes you credible, though. I mean, it shortens your life, but, like, he rapped about guns and stuff. He was faking. No, he actually got murdered. Oh, wow, he really meant it. Good for him.
The little Dirk trial that's going on right now?
I'm not following it. Did he murder somebody?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad. He has people on, I mean, his, like, you know, quote-unquote homie is on stand just snitching on him, saying he, like, hired him to do all these killings and all this stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, good luck to him. Wonder if he gets convicted and Lindsey Clancy gets let off. You know that broad had a nanny?
Yeah.
How stressed out could you possibly be? I'm so sick of it. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it because I'll get angry. And then y'all are going to accuse me of being anti-woman, which is crazy because she murdered her kids. But if I talked about a man that murdered his kids, I could bash him left, right, six ways from Sunday, and y'all would just be like, yeah, that's a terrible man. But even if a woman murders her children, you still have to be nice. Don't. She allegedly murdered her kids. So I'm going to avoid that topic altogether. And the other thing, though, is if there was a man, let's say a man was real stressed out because, you know, his wife stressing him out and work is stressing him out. He's got money problems, got a bunch of issues. And then he kills his three kids because, you know, he was suffering from depression too, maybe a very severe form of depression. Do you think that a whole bunch of men would rally behind him and throw a damn parade for him and cheer for him and wear T-shirts and make signs in solidarity saying, we need to focus on men's mental health? Absolutely no, we would not. That just shows you how insane some people in this indoctrinated internet society are. No matter how screwed up you are, no matter how weird and outlandish your beliefs are, there's a community of people on the internet that 100% agree with you, no matter what it is, no matter how bad it is, no matter how classless it is, no matter how distasteful it is, you can find your people. And they're probably on Reddit or they're probably on the Tiki-Taki. And then they normalize this stuff. Like, oh, she needed help. So she murdered her children so that she could get the help she needed. I hope they give her some help, all right? A lifetime's worth of help with a big ass inmate, a hairy, a maybe transgender inmate. I don't know. Maybe. That's insane to me. Like, where's the justice for the children? Screw them kids. I think, you know what it is? I think people don't really like their kids. I don't think they do. I'd be scared to ask my mother if, I'd be like, Emma, level with us. Level with me and your youngest boy, Tyler. You ever wish you never had us? Because, I mean, I was born after Roe was settled law. So Roe was 1973. So when my mom got pregnant with me, she could have been like, well, you know, we could try again later, Eugene. We don't, we're still young. She decided to keep me. Maybe she regrets that. She could have pulled the plug. She didn't. You know what I mean? So I got to. But she, I'm sure every mom is probably like, oh, if I didn't have these damn kids, I'd have a life. I'd have money. I'd be able to travel. I'd finish school. You know? It'd be a lot easier for you to date. Hard to date a woman with 7 kids. Hard to date a woman with 4 kids. Hard to date some women with no kids. It depends on their ages, though. It depends on their ages and can they fight or not? Because I'll kick your son's ass. Because he don't get to talk to me like he talks to you. That's not. I give him one time. Oh, I got into it with a girlfriend's son before. Like it was, I don't want to say it got close because I was like, I'm just going to end it. Here's the problem. He was 13. But he acted like he was 23. And in that moment, if you approach me in a particular way, age ain't nothing but a number. I kicked that ass, boy. So, yeah, it was a whole, I don't want to get into it. Sure, some women regret not having kids, but you don't kill them. You can auction them off. No, don't do it. No, we went through a period of that in America. Don't auction your kids off. Oh, they have the baby boxes. There's a, you know, the no questions asked. You got, listen, this is a serious thing. Please don't laugh at this. I don't know which if you guys are laughing or not, but don't laugh at this. It's very serious. Look at my face. I'm making a very straight face. I'm not even smiling, and I smile a lot. So they have like a little, remember Blockbuster? When you drop your movies off in like that bin, and they slide down, and you hear it, thunk. You open up in the Blockbuster wouldn't even have to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also, ladies and gentlemen, please be kind and rewind. Because you got to rewind the movie when you rented a VHS tape from the Blockbuster. We used to go to Blockbuster and get a movie. Used to argue with my high school girlfriend a lot because the movies that she wanted to get sucked. That was before Netflix and chill. That was when you actually rented a movie and you wanted to watch it. You didn't want to hump. Well, I guess you could pause. And I would only pause for 2 minutes anyway. So get right back to the movie. I don't know why you're shaking your head, Xavier. I'm not over here trying to prove nothing to nobody.
I just feel sorry for your partners.
I don't. If you count to 120, that's a decent amount of time. And plus, everything in today's society is fast. Nothing is slow. Information moves fast. We want change to happen fast. We want the economy to change fast. We want our food fast. I'm just going along with the modern era. I'm fast, too. Ain't nobody got time for all that. Nobody just talking about, oh, you over here. Oh, I'm going to make love. Oh, light some candle. I ain't lighting no damn candle.
It's a case-to-case basis. We're not making love with everybody. Some people just need to, you know, get it done.
Okay. Y'all know that I'm just kidding when I say that I'm a maestro. In the bedroom.
No, we don't believe you anymore.
No. That's the point. You ain't got to believe me. I want to set expectations low. Because then she go run and tell her friends. That's the worst mistake you could ever make. Don't tell your friends. Don't do that now. I'm a maestro. You know what? I'm like a Picasso. Because trust me when I tell you. I know how to paint in the abstract. You know what I mean?
I do some painting, all right.
Ain't nothing wrong with painting. I am... There's an artist called Jackson Pollock. Look him up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Pollock is very.
Yeah.
And pearl necklaces are, they're beautiful jewelry.
Yeah.
They are. The pearl necklace is an underrated piece of jewelry. It's classy.
You know what my favorite dessert is?
Oh, good Jesus Christ.
I love a nice cream pie. It tastes, you know, it's nice and warm. Get it right out the oven.
Stop it.
Get it right out the oven.
Hey. What time is it? Why would you do that?
It's a delicious treat.
I don't even have it. You know what? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, bro. Like, you can't talk about dessert before lunch is served. You can't. It's still breakfast time. You can't.
You don't have dessert before breakfast?
Hang on, man. No. I don't know.
Like cinnamon rolls?
I got to take a commercial break. Hey, everybody. Jesus Christ. Go to the YouTube and vote in the poll. I'm trying to see something. We're going to talk about cash. You guys have cash? Do you use cash still? Some people do. I think the next consumer revolt, and we need one, because everybody's concerned about privacy and being tracked. We don't like the flock cameras. We don't like how you can say something, and next thing you know, you're seeing ads on your phone and in your social media feed. If you're talking about going on a trip, let's say, you might see travel agent advertisements and flights from different airlines. Our phones are listening to us, and we're very nervous about being tracked, and there's cameras everywhere. So here's what I'm thinking. The next revolt, a quiet revolution that Americans can partake in, stop using electronic forms of payment because they create a record that is attributed to you. You can use you go to the grocery store, and if you have like a Savers card, or you can enter your phone number. So now your purchases and that electronic method of payment, maybe it's a credit card, maybe it's a debit card, is also linked to your phone number. And from that, and maybe there's a convenience because you can get coupons in the mail. I just got something in the mail from the Meijers. $25 off. $100 spent at the Meijers. Now, I use my Savers card at the Meijers. They've got my phone number. But also, there is a record of everything that I am buying. There's a whole profile of me as a consumer, and that information can get sold to third parties. Cash is anonymous, ladies and gentlemen. If you pay for everything in cash, now, some things, it doesn't matter whether you pay in cash for them or not. Like your mortgage, because we know all the details about who the mortgage holder is. But other transactions, if you make them in cash, you are not creating a financial record that can be attributed to you. So we're going to talk about cash and a cashless society. Be forewarned, if you ever come to the Third Street Market Hall, and if you haven't been, I suggest you check it out. It's changing all of the time. New restaurants are coming and going. This is a cashless establishment. None of the vendors here, none of the merchants here take cash. How do I know? I have tried. I've even offered more cash than the product actually costs, and they still will not take it. There's a reason why so many places and spaces are going cashless. And if I'm not mistaken, now it's been a while since I've been there, American Family Field, I think they're totally cashless too, which is a huge inconvenience, but we're going to get into the details of that. But first, please vote in our YouTube poll. Go to youtube.com or open up your YouTube app from your smartphone or other mobile device. Search 1017 The Truth. Hit subscribe, and you'll be able to vote in our YouTube, which I can't see for some reason. Why can't I see it, Xavier? We'll worry about that on the other side. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on a special Friday edition where Xavier says his favorite dessert is a cream pie in the morning. We'll both be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
fewer Americans are using cash today than ever before. This one comes from the Pew Research Center. Today, about 42% of U.S. adults say they don't use cash for any purchases in any typical week. This is up from 24% in 2015. Fewer, 12%, say they use cash to pay for all or most of their purchases in a typical week. Another 46% say they use cash sometimes, and that's according to a Pew Research Center survey conducted from May 26th until June 1st, 2026. So then there's the people that use cash everything all the time, no matter what. And if the service or the merchant or the creditor doesn't take cash, then these people have to find somebody else to make the transaction for them. You got to be careful of those folks because they're probably unbanked. There are some people, you know, there's still a third of African Americans that don't have a damn bank account. Statistically, we as a race of people in America are the most unbanked because just like y'all don't trust the doctor, y'all don't trust the vaccines. Apparently, you think the bank is going to run off with your $74.19. Sherwin, I don't trust the banks. They're going to steal my money. You don't have any money. That's not the point. I bet you if I went into some of your houses and if I lifted up the mattress, I might find some. I might find all sorts of stuff underneath the mattress. But there's still probably a lot of folks that hide money underneath the mattress. So for people that don't have a bank account, it's also... it's more expensive because if you get a check, because you have to get a check if you don't have a bank account because you can't get direct deposit, the places that you have to go to cash your paycheck are going to charge you, I don't know, 1% to 3%. While it seems like a menial amount, add that up, you know, across 24, 26, or 52 pay periods. And you're paying money to get your own money. And so for those of you that don't have a bank account, especially if you're an adult, I would highly encourage you to do so because you could be saving yourself a ton of money in unnecessary fees. And also, I think it's easier to save money and to put money away if you don't physically have it on you all of the time. I don't think that let me see. Have I ever just cashed a paycheck and put all the money in my pocket? If so, I was probably a kid. I don't think I've ever done it. I always put a little bit of money away. Some people get paid. Like we got paid today, Xavier. Did you know that? I know you know. You make big money here. How much money you make here? You make a lot of money.
Not enough.
Putting up what you got to put up with. You know what I'm real curious about? I wonder what Homer and Bailey make.
Why don't you ask them?
They wouldn't tell me. Black people don't ever tell that kind of stuff. How much do y'all think radio people make? We're not going to tell you, obviously. But if you all had to guess, I'm just curious as to what you guys think the range is. Not that it matters. Some of y'all probably think we make millions. Higher income Americans continue to be far more likely than those with lower incomes to go cashless. Today, 58% of those households earning $100,000 or more per year say they make none of their purchases with cash. This is higher than the 43% of those households earning $50,000 to $99,999 who say the same. This continues to drop steadily by income to 24% of those making less than $30,000 a year. On the other hand, those in lower income households are more likely than other groups to rely on cash. Only about a quarter of those who make less than $30,000 annually use it for all or almost all purchases. Younger adults stand out for never using cash. About half of adults under the age of 30 at 51% say they don't use cash for any of their purchases in a typical week. This drops to 46% of those 30 to 49 and further to 37% of those age 50 to 64. Those 65 and older are the least likely to say that they never use cash. I still maintain that cash is king. It's just not the same. I got a whole bunch of credit cards, too. I got credit cards and I got debit cards. I got all that mess. And if I pull all my credit cards and my debit cards and I fan them out, that's not a flex, because people might think, oh, Sherwin, you probably have a lot of credit card debt, which I don't. But if you pull out a big, fat wad of greenbacks and you got to hold them together with a rubber band, that'll make anybody horny. There's something about having a big old wad of cash. It makes you feel good. Every now and again, something may happen. That's the last time I had a big old wad of cash. I sold a car in 20... When I sell that Crossfire, 2015, I sold it. I used to drive it was my summer car. That was back when I was crazy fancy with it. I used to have a summer car and a winter car. My summer car was this little red two-seat convertible little Chrysler Crossfire. You couldn't tell me a goddamn thing when I was in that car. You might see me riding around with your auntie one day, and that same evening, I might have your mom in the passenger seat. And then I might be riding around with your sister. Well, don't blame me. I'm a victim of circumstance. Can't help it if your mama wanted to get in the car with me and go for a ride and let her weave blow in the wind. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You got to make sure you got to strap it down. No, strap it down, because it gets windy in a convertible. Third one. Yes, baby. Can I go for a ride in your convertible? You sure can, baby. Ooh-wee. I can't wait to go for a ride, Thurwin, in your convertible. All right, now. I go pick her up somewhere off of 27th Street. She hops in. She looks around. When there's no roof above you, that's a whole new feeling of being out in the open air. I highly suggest that everybody at some point in their life, please get a convertible. If you don't buy one, rent one for a weekend. Reward yourself. So she get in. Should I put on my seat belt? Yes, baby, put on your seat belt. Okay. I take off. Whoop, whoop. Boop, that wig fly out. Thurwin, my hair. Help. And now we both riding around a convertible bald headed. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. There's nothing wrong with it.
Why does she have a speech impediment?
I don't know. That's how she sounds sometimes. Why are you making fun of how she sounds? She can't help it. She went to a speech therapist. She went to a speech pathologist all through middle school. They used to send her to special classes. That's Thurwin. Can you turn around and go get my hair? Uh-uh. And that's how tumbleweaves are born. No, that's how, because I was riding around with somebody's auntie, and she didn't strap it down. And then the convertible. Why do they let me have a radio show? Whose idea? Oh, Mr. Gerald Jones, may he rest in peace. He's probably turning over in his grave. God damn it, Sherwin, why are you over here talking about strapping it down? That's how Mr. Jones used to sound. But having no cash on hand doesn't always mean it's being used. Indeed, 26% of Americans who carry cash always or most of the time say they don't use it for any of their typical purchases. Sometimes it's just good to have it. You ever just have some cash? Like, this is something that might be old school. Have a little cash just in case now. In case of a little emergency, and let's say you get separated from your wallet. Let's say you get separated from all of your credit card. You got to have a little cash somewhere now so you can make you some little purchases. Or back in the day, my parents used to go, you got to have a little walking around money. You got a little pocket money, Sherwin? No, ma'am. Here, because my parents would think if I went to the mall and I didn't have any money, I'm not kidding you, my parents did not trust me at all. They used to, because I used to go to the mall a lot. Went to Northridge, hell, 3 times a week sometimes. And my mother would ask, sure, when you got some walking around money? Yeah, well, of course not. I don't have a job. I'm 14. Here, come here. Let me give you a little walking around my little pocket money. Here you go. Here, take a little bit of money. Because she honestly believed, my father did too, that if I went to the mall with no money that I would steal. No, I would just go to the mall just because all my friends were there. You got to have your little walking around money. And maybe I'll spend it, maybe I wouldn't. But back then, a damn McDonald's hamburger was 39 cents. You go to a movie for $3.50. Everything was cheap. If you spent $5 at Taco Bell, you were a fat whore. You know, $5 at Taco Bell used to have stuff on the menu for 50 cents. It's something about having cash. It's just, it's sexy. So the most cash I ever had, this is why I told the story about your auntie riding around in my convertible and her losing her wig, and that's how tumbleweeds were born, is the most cash I had on me was when I sold that vehicle. I sold it to an old white dude who drove all the way down from West Bend. I was asking, what did I ask for? It only had 40,000 miles on it. I think I was asking like 14 for it. Because I put it on cars.com. It was pristine. It was flawless. There was no nicks, dents, scratches. I kept it waxed. It was stored in the garage for winters. I didn't drive it in the winter. It was a beautiful, beautiful automobile. Go look it up. I had a 2005 Chrysler Crossfire convertible. It was garnet red with a black power top. Couldn't tell me nothing with that car. So I think I was asking 14. I had to get rid of it because I was just done with it. I had, because you got storing a car is a lot of pain in the butt. It's a lot of extra maintenance. You got to change the oil once you get it, you know, ready to be put back in service. And before you store it, you got to make sure the battery is on a battery tender. You got to have fresh fuel in. You got to change all the fluids. And you got to do the exact same thing when you, you know, put it in the storage. It was just, I got sick of it. You know, I had my midlife crisis era and I was like, let me sell this car. So I think I was asking 14 for it. Dude showed up with 11.9 in cash. I'm like, hold on, man. He's like, I got the money right here. Sure. He had it in a manila, one of them folders, a manila envelope. He's like, look at it. Let me count it out for you. I was like, damn. And I had to get rid of it because I didn't want to, the insurance had expired on the vehicle. So if I kept it another day, I'd have to renew the damn insurance. And I didn't want to do that. So I was like, man, come on. Give me that. I snatched the money from him. Here. Made him sign the title. He's like, get on out of here. And he brought his friend with him. Two old white dudes from West Bend. It was funny when he took it on a test drive because I rode with him. And he went all up in the hood. And he's like, well, where should I turn? I was like, yeah, turn left. Go east. Oh, okay, this is interesting. Yeah, no, keep going. Burleigh, Locust. Chambers, Hadley, Center Street. No, keep going. Yeah. Turn south. Yeah. But I think that was the most cash that was mine. I am not going to tell you stories from when I was much younger, hanging out in places I should not have been hanging out at, where it was somebody else's cash that I may have been in the vicinity of. But that was the... And I took pictures with it. Now, I didn't go crazy and, like, you know, spread it out all over my bed and then roll around in it naked. That's gross. I don't ever want to do that because money is filthy. You know what people do with money? They snort cocaine with it. They do all sorts of really yucky, yucky, dirty things with money. But, yeah, I think that was the most cash I ever had that belonged to me is when I sold a car and I got undercut by a white dude from West Bend. See there? That's white supremacy for you. I should have sent him on his way, but he had that money talks. That's the truest thing I think I've ever heard my entire life. Yeah, I wanted $14,000 for that car. I don't even know if it was worth $14, but he gave me $11,900, and I snatched that $11,900. That $11,900 was sexy. $119 bills? Come on, dog. Is that right? No. $11,900? No. $119? Yeah. Ooh, wee. All right, let's take a break, come back, check the YouTube poll. But I also want to tell you the jeopardy you could be putting yourself in, because we're all concerned about privacy. We want to make sure that our affairs stay private. When you use debit cards and credit cards, there is a traceable financial record that is being created, and that financial picture that you are painting of yourself every single time you swipe a card or tap a card is valuable information to retailers and to anyone who sells anything. And guess where all of that information is stored? Think about how many transactions you may do in a typical day, a week, a month, or even a year. It's a lot of data, right? Well, guess where it's stored, genius? At the damn data centers that you don't want to move into your community. The next big consumer revolt or revolution that we should have is we stop at least for a day or two, maybe even a week if you guys can handle it, where we don't use our cards and we don't swipe and tap at all. We just use cash. So we put a hole in these financial pictures that they have of us as consumers. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM in the city of Milwaukee. You can find us on YouTube. Search 101.7 The Truth on the YouTube. And oh, while you're on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Hughes Views 414. As long as you're there, you might as well. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And hugging, girl, you know the rest, 'cause they tell me it never ends in Southern California. And they
tell me
it never ends in Southern
let's talk
California.
To Alan. Hello, Alan. You're on 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Sherman, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I just got off the phone at the council here, District 4. So now I'm on board with defund the police. I'm just going to put that out there. Like I told the guy, first he tells me I gotta talk a certain way. And I'm like, wait a minute, buddy. What does your thing say? Doesn't it say serve and protect? And then some woman, I'm using that with the air quotes, which I don't like using.
Alan, what are you talking about? We don't even know. Take us off a speakerphone. You can't call a radio show on speakerphone. That's rule number one. You can't
do that.
Can't do that.
All right, here. Hang on. I've got you up there.
Take us off.
All right. Off the speaker. How about that?
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening right now and you ever call a radio show, don't ever have us on Bluetooth. Don't ever call us on a speaker because it sounds terrible for the listening audience. Okay, Alan, proceed with whatever you're rambling about.
Well, I wasn't rambling. I'm getting a cone right now. What I was going to tell you, I'm just going to stick on the point. You were talking about the credit card. You know, I never use them ever for anything. I don't use the debit card.
How you pay your mortgage?
I pay everything like that through my wife's bank. I don't exist, dude. I really don't exist on the internet at all.
You call a talk radio show 3 or 4 days a week.
What? So what? But my bank, my information doesn't exist anywhere. You got a thing on there that says I went to University of Wisconsin and what else? I mean, you know, but as for the credit cards, I don't do it.
Alan, you have a Facebook page, sir.
So what? That ain't nothing. All that. You know what that's for? Look what's all on there. A lot of that's my wife because people stalk her. So she put, we share everything. That's her Facebook page. Right? I wouldn't even have had one. Look how many friends I got. I got like 22 friends, if that. A couple of them are people I don't know, and they seem like decent human beings. They follow some of the music I like. And then there's like 10 of them that are cousins who I don't really talk to, but you want to, you know, who's going to send a birthday on the internet? So my brother and sister are not on there with me. My parents were never on the internet. The Facebook thing is just me trolling, really, what I do with it. I'm not that important of a guy. But I go to the bank. I get money. I got a certain amount. They raise the amount I can take out every day on my debit card. So, like, today we're going to go shopping. So I got to go to the bank, and I leave this McDonald's and go get some cash. And then we're going to go shopping later. But, yeah, I try not to use one as much as I can. The mortgage is tied to my wife's account. It comes out on a certain day, and I'm getting to the point where I might just pay it out off in full and then put the money away for the, I'm getting ready to move, I think, anyway. Enough is enough with this.
The developer.
I've been driving myself.
Yeah, the developer.
Yeah.
The developer.
Oh, I sicked the bees on him the other day, though. Even not a cop told me it was diabolical. That's one thing he did that was funny. I brought out the garbage can full of bees. You want to park in front of my house? And then I kicked them off to get them going. The guy selling dope was cracking up. He goes, dude, you're for real? And I said, 100%. He goes, I love you, man. I said, don't worry about it. I'm just getting warmed up. I got a hornet's nest that when I get home, I'm going to toss over the fence, I think.
All right.
They want to play with me. There you go. Anyway, God bless you, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alan.
This is a hell of a... Oh, by the way, Villard's ice cream is killer, man. It's good to go.
Where is it? What's it called?
Villard? You know, Villard McDonald's on McDonald's. Well, we're by the Muslim center. They blocked the street a lot and know me, too. There's that Islamic center over here right off of...
Oh, like near Capitol in Titonia?
No.
No, not there?
No. No, north of Capitol. Capitol.
I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, they're over there. They were talking about us one day when we were walking our dog, so we had to stop and let them know I understood what they were saying. You got to remember, I was in prison with them.
That's back where the old St. Michael's Hospital used to be. Remember St. Michael's?
I think so. Yep. No, I wasn't up. I didn't move up until I met my wife.
When did you move to Milwaukee?
Like 2008, maybe, something like that. 2008.
Where'd you move from? Oh, you lived in Kenosha.
No, I was living in Sturtevant at the time. But I grew up in Kenosha.
Same damn thing. All right. Well, thank you, Alan. Have a great day.
Sturtevant's really racist, if you want to know the truth. That's why they stopped the buses. That was a fight I had. Because they wouldn't let the buses go out there because of the prison. So Sturtevant stopped the racing buses from letting people go visit their families. That was a big fight I was involved in. We kind of got that. We got them to look at themselves, if you will.
Sturtevant is in Racine County, right?
Yeah, right. And Ray.
Of course.
Racism County. Then there's that farm there that Apple Hollow, they're racist too. They one time wouldn't give my kids an ice cream cone. And then they're like, well, Ty said, hey, baby, come here. What's going on? And I'm like, what's going on at the darn ice cream thing? They're ignoring my kids and dealing with all these white kids. So I talked to the guy. He goes, I'm not doing that. I said, well, I'm standing right here in 3D, and I think you were doing it because I'm watching you do it. Want me to show you the video where you ignored my daughter? So that was good. They had to give us some free dinner. I don't want no dinner from that racist place. All right, have a good one, man.
All right, you too.
It's Friday.
He just kept going on and on. Who requested this in a YouTube channel?
I had to play it.
Do you guys keep cash? Or do you use credit cards and debit cards? We're very curious. Vote in our YouTube poll. So far, 44% of you select debit card as your preferred method of payment. Another 28% say credit card. Cash, actually, also at 28%. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes.
And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends.
Ooh, you. The night was.
So, this album, top 10 greatest neo soul R&B albums literally of all time since the invention of human ears. Baduism by Erykah Badu. Holy smokes. I saw Erykah perform at the Rave in, holy smokes, I think it was before COVID. 2019, probably. Awful. Wanted my money back. Horrible show. Horrible. Dreadful. High as a kite. She was so high, she didn't move. And she did, Erykah probably did a 2.5-hour, 3-hour set. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Did not take a step forward, backward, left, or right. She was wearing this gigantic, ridiculous, huge 3.5-4-foot afro wig with a little tiny hat hanging in the middle of the afro hair. It was weird. And then she go off on these tangents. Boy, do I hate when people go off on tangents. Isn't that something terrible? I was so disappointed. And I don't know if she tours very much, because I knew at the time that I had to go and see her because I didn't know if I would ever get the opportunity to see her again, because her tours are rare. And I could not tell you the last time Erica was in Milwaukee. So when I found out she was coming, I went to the show, and it was just, you know what else made that show a mess? Is I went with my best friend and his girlfriend. Stupid! That was stupid, because guess what they decided to do when we got to the show? Get drunk and argue. You ever been the third friend when two of your friends are in a relationship and they're arguing? Ain't nothing worse than that. Because they try to make Sherwin pick a side. Well, get with Sherwin. You remember when he said, hey, man, dog, you remember when I called you and told you? Sherwin, who do you think is right or wrong? Screw both of you. I would divorce the both of you. Oh, they ruined it. And then because I drove. I was ready to go home. This was a whole mess. Oh, I think my friend went to jail that night, actually. Shouldn't be putting my people's business out there, but he put me in a very bad spot. So they separated at the show. She went to one part of the venue to watch the show. He was in another. They just decided that it was best, and that was probably smart, so they could at least enjoy the Erykah Badu show, which in itself was horrible. I'm in the balcony, right? When the show was over, we had a designated spot in which we were going to meet by one of the restrooms, and then we were going to leave. Okay, show was ending. Show was over. She's there with where she's supposed to be. We can't find him. So and now the security's like, yo, y'all got to go. But no, we're waiting on a friend. I mean, the place is damn near cleared out. We don't know where the hell he went. So I figured he got angry and took an Uber. He left. That's what I figured. Okay, we're calling him. His phone is going straight to voicemail. We know that he was mad because he was arguing with his girlfriend. He probably drank too much, which he sometimes is known to do, so whatever. I take her home. Okay? Drive her home. And I go home. Apparently, he was looking for us somewhere outside of the venue of the rave and then got mad at me because I didn't find him and got mad at me that I took his girlfriend home knowing that he was mad at his girlfriend. Ain't that some mess? So I said all that to say, Erykah Badu's Baduism album, it's so good. It came out when I was in college. It's a very good, very good album. A cashless society is not primarily an ideological project. It's a result of technology, convenience, e-commerce, smartphones, reward programs, and business discovering that electronic payments can be faster and easier to administer than physical currency. So what we're talking about is a cashless society. A lot of places that you go, they don't accept cash anymore. The Third Street Market Hall is a total cashless venue. If I'm not mistaken, American Family Field, where you go and watch the baseball and where you go and see other sporting events and things, even big concerts, they're cashless as well. I think the Fiserv Forum may also be cashless. So it's a very popular thing to do. And so we asked you a question on this topic. What is your preferred method of payment when you're just out here in the world? Do you use your debit card? Do you use a credit card? Or are you one of those folks that still uses cash? The Pew Research Center did a survey of this. And the older you are, the more likely you are to use cash primarily. The younger you are, the more likely you are to never use cash at all. Cash is, according to this article, inefficient in some ways, but extraordinarily private. Digital payments are extraordinarily convenient, but they create records. And despite the rhetoric about America going, quote, cashless, we aren't quite there yet. Federal Reserve research released this year in 2026 found that consumers still averaged about 6 cash payments per month in calendar year 2025. And that's down from 14 in 2016. About 81% of consumers had used cash within the previous 30 days. And 90% said they plan to continue using it. the simplest way to explain this would be, think about the difference between handing somebody a $20 bill and handing somebody a credit card. With the 20, the transaction ends. It's over. With the credit card, the transaction begins a data trail. The bank knows there was a transaction. The merchant and its processor keeps the record. The payment network participates in moving the transaction. Depending on the system, information about the merchant, the amount, the time, the location, the category of purchase can become a part of the financial data ecosystem. That difference explains both the great advantage and the great concern surrounding a cashless economy. Well, why are people moving away from cash, you may ask? Well, there wasn't one government decision declaring America will be cashless. Consumers largely did it on their own. The Federal Reserve's number tell a story. Back in 2016, 10 years ago, Americans averaged, now this is roughly, 14 cash payments a month. So that's literally one every other day. We averaged 8 credit card payments every month back in 2016 and 12 debit card payments. Fast forward to the year 2025, and the cash payments went from 14 per month in 2016 to only 6 per month in 2025, 16 credit card transactions in 2025. In 2016, it was 8. And debit card transactions also increased from 2016 to 2025 from 12 to 15, respectively. So cash transactions fell by more than half, while credit card and debit transactions literally doubled. Several forces drove that transition. Of course, e-commerce. You can't put a $20 bill into a smartphone to order something off of the Amazons or the DoorDashes. Smartphones themselves that contain digital wallets turn your telephone, your cell phone, into a wallet. And, of course, convenience. Nothing more convenient than just tapping to pay. Automatic payments such as utilities, streaming services, insurance, your subscriptions and mortgages increasingly operate electronically. That is my preferred method. Most of my fixed bills come out of the checking account right away. I don't have to send in any payment. I don't got to go to some silly website. They just deduct the money automatically. So that also is considered one of those cashless electronic transactions. Let's talk more about this in hour three. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.